UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Cerebral, what did you make of Earl Thomas and his brother being caught in bed at an Airbnb with two women?
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Yeah, the whole brother thing, just yuck, man.
And James Cerebral.
My first makeout session was seventh grade.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Let me ask you this real quick, James. James, real quick. Last time Kentucky played North Carolina, what happened? What about the last time they played Duke?
No, this is Wake Forest.
I cover all of them, you idiot. Get out of here.
All right, that's the way we start. It's a Friday edition of the show. It's The Take. I'm Andy Sweeney. We got you for the next 3 hours. James Drebel hanging out alongside from my home, the Mobile Papa John Studios. And back at Cardinal Town in the Papa John Studios, our guy Mitchell Hannigan producing today's effort.
Mitchell Hannigan.
And we got you for the next 3 hours. Good job, Mitch.
Yeah.
We got Nick Valvano up and out of there. Today, which makes Nick very happy, I'm sure. I was around the office a little bit today.
That's what you're telling me.
We got some new stuff. I do a little delivery, if you will,
nice.
Down to the office, saying hello to the guys. And that's about it.
Is Patty Ice's beard even longer than
Patty
it was?
No, Patty Ice is off today. He's moving.
Oh, he's moving.
Yep.
Okay.
He's moving
and,
today.
And in pure Patty Ice fashion, it's pouring down raining today when he moves.
I'm sure he was in a great mood.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, he's always such a ray of sunshine.
Yeah, I bet he's sour, extra sour today.
Oh, of course he is.
So who's there, Intern Crean?
Yes, he is. At 5:20 today, Intern Crean will explain himself while he gave some crappy podcast the story of his first kiss, which came in the ninth grade in the tunnel going into the Churchill Downs infield. So
yes.
That is the story that he decided to give two random people who have 50 followers instead of this show or any other show on ESPN Louisville. So we got you for the next 3 hours. UPS Jobs text line 437-9680. 437-9680. All right, so a number of things. I think Anderson may join us. Jason Anderson, Jason Alexander. It's a Friday. I said, let's have some fun.
Sure.
Also because, you know, Mitch and I have struck out on a couple different guest ideas. There's a couple people I want to rip. I'm not going to, but I want to rip them.
I gotcha.
So you want to just understand that I'm holding my tongue, and maybe we go crush some Coors Lights, and at 5 o'clock I decide to change things around. I don't know.
It could happen.
Right.
There's frustration.
So we have the mixtape today at 5:30.
Boom.
Anderson may join us here at 3:40, 4 o'clock.
Okay.
He is getting off the air, and Anderson is notoriously terrible with anything technology-wise. He may answer tomorrow at 3:40, so we shall see.
Okay.
Okay, my voice cracked. That's nice. We got a long 3 hours here.
Yeah.
So that is very much out there. Mixtape is going to be fun today. Maybe a few last touches. We have a Murray Minute today.
Yes.
And then I would like today for you, Cerebral, just give us a little algebra.
Okay.
We always forget about this, but can we just a couple minutes?
Okay. Okay. A couple minutes.
Okay. Settle down. Just
okay.
A couple minutes.
I'm all right. I'm feeling good today.
Are you feeling good today?
I have no reason to.
Is that because Kentucky is going to get DeAndre, what's his name?
DeAndre Williams.
DeAndre Williams.
Yes.
The newest Kentucky Wildcat. That's at least what UK sources are really thinking.
Yes.
That is going to be locked up and just – whenever you have a chance to just pull that Evansville talent,
you do it.
I mean, Mitch, your job and my job this weekend, you too, Strebel,
yeah,
is to find the honkiest
responses to DeAndre Williams committing to Kentucky if it happens this weekend.
I already have a short list.
Well, of course we have a list, but we need to find it. We need to be fair because the Louisville media, when they do it, and by the way, I have a media take, and it's a national media take, and it's going to make me sound like a local gas bag, which is going to be perfect to send around to the internet. Go ahead, Mitch. What's up? Go ahead.
I mean, there can't be anyone who's like, actually excited to get this dude, or am I wrong?
No, it'll all be fake excitement.
Oh, are you kidding me, Mitch?
It'll be fake excitement.
Mitch, you know what you're walking into this weekend. It's not going to disappoint.
No.
It's going to be great fit. He'll get here with the coaching staff. The team sucks, but he individually was great. What did he do against Kentucky when they beat him here? Did he have
nine points?
9 points.
Yeah.
I think we laughed at that earlier when his name came up a couple weeks ago. All right, so we are not talking that. I don't know. Do you have anything, DeAndre Williams?
I had a half hour of I'm kidding. No.
we can sprinkle some DeAndre Williams in throughout the conversation, but it's not leadable today.
No.
So we'll get to all of this nonsense. The NFL schedule was released, last night?
Yep.
Did you guys watch any of the three-hour show? Because, again, I was up to about 1 a.m. playing Call of Duty yet again.
No. Last night, what did I do last night?
Know what you did. You pounded beers and watched Netflix.
I didn't. Actually,
what do you mean, what did you do?
I didn't pound beers. I drank, like, some vodka, which I never do, but it was just there, so I drank some of that.
Vodka on a Thursday night?
Yeah, and I did a Zoom call with a couple buddies.
Oh, boy.
And I watched the ending of a documentary on HBO.
All right, there you go.
What documentary?
Atlanta's Missing Children. It's about a serial killer case in the early 80s. It's very depressing. Very sad.
Wow. I mean, you started off with lovemaking earlier in the week, and now you're watching documentaries about dead kids and drinking leftover pop-off vodka on a Thursday.
It was Tito's.
Boy, you're weak. You're weak. I don't know if I believe that or not.
I promise.
I don't know if I believe that.
I'll send a picture.
All right, so there's a number of things to get to today. Can you guys let me in? And I need your help with this here on The Take on ESPN 680-1057. I guess I should mention again, Governor Andy Beshear, 5 o'clock on 93.9 The Ville. We'll keep going until 6 o'clock here on The Take on 680-1057. And obviously, we will take you up until the bonus hour at 6 o'clock. So quickly, 437-9680. I need to find my phone, by the way. Here it is. All right. Let me be a gas bag just for a second. I tweeted out last night that just by reading some, and not every, 100 pages or whatever it was, I'm not Mark Ennis, okay? So, Ennis got settled down. Ennis wants to, like, soccer and be a lawyer. Like, deep down, like, he wants to be a lawyer and become a Manchester City fan. Like, in a different life, would Ennis be a lawyer and a soccer fan?
Yes, the way he can pore over documents and analyze it
absolutely.
All. Oh, yeah. That's a great take.
There
you
go.
You.
And he's bald.
And he looks like a lawyer.
Does he?
Yes.
Put that up at ESPN 680. Does Mark Ennis look like a lawyer? And in another life, would he be a lawyer and a soccer fan?
Yes.
I want that to be all one question, yes or no, at ESPN
680.
Mitch is so mad at me when I do that. I know he's so mad at me. I know he is. He's sitting there.
So many words.
He's sitting there in the stink of Nick Valvano with a mask on.
Yes.
Like, I just know what's going on right now.
So many words.
I just know exactly. He's mad because he hates Fridays, the mixtape, although the payoff is, you know, 9.5 times out of 10 worth it, which we'll get into at 5:30. So, okay, I'm going to be a blowhard just for a second.
Have at it.
Louisville's going to get in trouble. Do not, I'm saying this on the front end, for BBN fans who may be listening, who probably are listening, who are ready to attack, even though we talk a lot of Kentucky here.
Mm-hmm.
But Louisville's going to get beat by the NCAA. I believe they will serve a tournament ban. There will be some. I mean, they will get hit by the NCAA. I am not illusioned that it's going to be a different way. Mm. I don't have this hope that it's going to be a different way. It's bad for business. Of course, Louisville not being able to play in the NCAA tournament is a big bleeping deal. So, obviously, them playing in the tournament is much better for everybody.
Yes.
But last night, I tweeted out, at the only Sweeney on Twitter, that Kansas has now become, James Drebel, the face of this, okay?
I agree.
And Ennis and Nick Coffey, I don't know why I had to say his name, given that he doesn't
like
work
that.
Here, Nick Coffey. We're having a conversation, but I have seen it, and I have some buddies who have had similar conversations. And honestly, yesterday, I should have brought this topic up, if you will. But at that point, it had just come out, the Kansas stuff, and I was just reading just small lines as we went, 4 or 5 o'clock about this.
Sure.
And the Kansas notice of allegations that came out a few months ago, and the responses, all of this is what people probably think, not here, but nationally, probably think, by the way. The poll question just went up.
Yeah.
And I just see that the poll question went up out of the side of my eye. And so I want Mitch to read it to us real quick. I want to know what he ended up going with and the confusion with Mark Ennis. So go ahead. Go ahead, Mitch. Read it to us quickly here.
All right. The Take Fan Outfitters poll question. Does Mark Ennis look like a lawyer? And in another life, would he be a lawyer and a Manchester City fan? Yes and yes or no?
Yes. There we go. I like it.
That's fantastic.
Good job.
And, you know, Kansas has the 5 level 1s. And Kansas is smacked in other sports. And Kansas has an AD currently that doesn't give a damn either. His name's Jeff Long.
Yeah.
And you add it together, and Kansas should be, especially after now we know the back and forth between them and the NCAA is going to be heated. It's going to be hot and heavy. Mm-hmm. It is. Sounds like I'm describing Monday night at the Strieble household, but yeah. I'm not. I'm describing the battle, if you will, between Kansas and the NCAA. The NCAA is like, oh, no, you guys, even after the fact, didn't do a damn thing. The NCAA is saying, oh, no, here's 5 level 1s, including a level 1 against your head coach, who, by the way, is still employed, who, by the way, when all of this came out, the NCAA is like, yo, you had to troll us by making the Snoop Dogg video with the big Adidas sign and some gold chains around your neck.
Yep.
And I love all of this. Again, I'm a Bill Self fan. I don't believe in all in that this is such a big deal that is just I don't like amateurism. So I see this. Bill Self's acting up. I laugh at it. Everyone knows how I stand on this. If you're a new listener, you may not, and it's good to reinforce and retell people who listen for 5, 8, 10, 12 minutes at a time. But I don't get worked up over this stuff. What I do get worked up over is the fallout and the conversation or lack thereof, and that's what I want to talk about as it pertains to Kansas as well. But, I mean, they are a legend, and I'm paraphrasing. The NCAA is like, oh, yeah, Bill Self, you didn't do a damn thing. You knew about the conversations. You encouraged payments. You were in on this.
Yes.
Okay, and so with the documentary, we got Sean Miller. We got Will Wade. And Will Wade, it's very easy for people not to like. And former coaches and analysts, they will tell us, there's just something about Will Wade, because he's easy.
Yes.
Will Wade is easy to take down. Sean Miller is like in the middle. Everyone knows Sean Miller is slimy, and some people will kind of want to take him down, like other people won't. And by the way, when I mention national media, our guy Pat Forty, he'll take any of these guys down.
Yeah,
I think so. When I'm almost ruling him out.
He's
not because
included.
He's on the show. Settle down over there. I'm not pandering.
I'm just saying. I understand what you're going.
Yeah, I mean, he's. I think if he doesn't, I will change obviously my tone and tenure to the conversation. But Bill Self and company, right now, as it stands, present day, and again, I don't care. They are the face of this, and where is the coverage? I mean, Bill Self, is he not as – I mean, he's as big of a star as Rick Pitino was a couple years ago when Rick Pitino was in trouble at U of L. I mean, Kansas is a blue blood. Kansas is a team that wins the Big 12 every damn year. Bill Self – I'm not mistaken. Bill Self was a Hall of Famer, right?
He won a national championship.
Yeah, a couple years ago, he's won the national championship. I mean, he's a Hall of Famer. Like, yo, I understand that Rick Pitino might be viewed in some sort of more national way, as slimy in some sort of way. That's fine. I don't care about any of that, okay? But Bill Self, where are the think pieces on Bill Self? Where is that leading anything? And usually I am not the person that is on here yelling and screaming about media, because you know what I don't like? Is it's the boy who cried wolf. And that is when, like, there are legit times where you can have this conversation. And this is one of those times. Other times, it's just people complaining about the media. Yeah. When Outside the Lines was doing stuff for the Katina Powell, the Katina Powell thing, of course, was a sensational story. To think that news entities were not going to cover that in any sort of way is absolutely silly. So I was on the opposite end there with, okay, you guys can beat up ESPN for running a 4-minute TV package with John Barr on ESPN. It's a polarizing story. But as far as it goes with the NCAA, stories still come up with Rick Pitino. And you go to a website when it comes out with Rick Pitino the other day, one level two, and Rick Pitino, what about Iona? And Rick Pitino, should it be? I mean, it's all the think pieces about Rick Pitino. And I don't understand where those are with Bill Self. Again, let me reiterate. I think a lot of the hot takes on even U of L and Rick Pitino, I don't care about those. It's just media, in a lot of instances, who loves the sport and loves the idea of amateurism and falls in love with the sport and is a big fan about the sport, and that can cloudy up their image. Sometimes they're right because they're so close, and sometimes they are not. And I believe it's just one of those instances. I mean, I went to Yahoo Sports today, and not even on the front page. There's nothing about Kansas on the front page. There's a story on Todd Sharp that's on the front page. I went to the college basketball section. There's nothing. There's nothing. And I'm using them as an example, but it's not a national story at all. And I do feel like Louisville fans feel in this. If this were a Rick Pitino thing or a U of L thing, this would get a lot more interest. It would get a hell of a lot more interest. And what I'm trying to tell you is that Bill Self, I mean, he is an equal to Rick Pitino. I mean, Bill Self is a Hall of Fame coach, and Kansas is one of, in the hierarchy of basketball, Kansas is obviously ahead of U of L. Okay, the Kansas is one of those programs, and it's multiple sports, and it's lack of institutional control, and it's, hey, the coach didn't promote this, this, and this. Here's a level one violation, and there's very little. This has been out now for about 24 hours. Where are the hit pieces and the hit conversations on Bill Self? And I just don't see it, and I don't know if he's a media darling. Certainly some people think that he is. I don't know if that is true to some. And to some he may be. I mean, but if there's any coach, I mean, you should be looking at people lining up to say, oh, you need to fire these coaches. That's what they did with Rick Pitino. Where is everybody?
Nothing.
Where is the Sean? It's easy. Oh, Will Wade. Watch them. Watch everybody pivot to Will Wade. And that's fine if he gets axed, because their notice is coming, and it's going to be gross as well.
Yeah.
You understand? So much of the time, I don't fall into that, because it's the boy who cried wolf. ESPN doesn't like us. This writer doesn't like us. This guy, this jackass radio guy doesn't like us. I mean, I'm right. It's not true. But this is one of those. If I'm a Louisville fan, I'm looking around saying, every time, the NCAA came around, it was the biggest story ever. I mean, right now, on the front page of ESPN. And here are the top stories. The NFL schedule is out, and we predict wins and losses for every game. Mitch, fire that up. We are going to go week by week here. Let's on the take it. On ESPN 680. NBA teams get okay to test players. Rivers lines up high school job after NFL career.
Oh, boy.
Phillip Rivers. JJ on NASCAR's return. Nutty, to say the least.
Nutty?
Save that. The GM, Warriors to be good partners if season starts.
Oh.
Source, Flacco out till season after surgery. And then Sonoma among three races off the 2020 NASCAR slate. You have Kansas basketball, who the NCAA wants to pulverize into 2025, and there's not a mention.
Nope.
There's not a mention. And I don't know what it is. And Louisville fans, I know, are frustrated. They should be frustrated. And I figured I would bring it up today, and I'm sure it won't be the last time that we'll talk about it.
No, I mean, I looked on Twitter just for different stories by different media outlets, different college basketball writers. I found videos about of themselves talking about UofL. I found articles about UofL. Very little on Kansas. A couple of them, nothing on Kansas, nothing at all. And I'm with you. I don't know if it's because of a media favoritism towards Bill Self and the Kansas program as a whole.
What's Bill Self done?
I don't know.
People are like, we got to kiss the bleep of Bill Self.
It's bizarre, man.
I don't want to. I mean, I'm sure he's a fine guy, but again, I'm against all this. I don't think there needs to be, like, I don't think this is the biggest deal in the world, but my point is a lot of the people that were hot takey on Rick Pitino, they believe it's a big deal.
Oh, he was called to be fired by multiple outlets as soon as the Brian Bowen stuff started. I mean, it didn't take very long after that started that he was axed, but it was like almost universal from a college basketball writer's perspective that Rick Pitino needs to go and there needs to be changes at the top. Nothing on Bill Self. I mean, we're talking about cars, money, Silvio D'Souza throwing chairs at people.
There was an arrogance, which UofL, you could say that after Kachina Powell, that Tom Jurich did. That would be the argument, but there wasn't the gloating with pain in the Adidas and the stuff that Kansas has had. And that's from the very top.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's from the very top. That's not, you know what the Midnight Madness was? That's not even Bill Self's fault. That's the 80s fault.
That's Kansas.
Jeff Long's fault.
Yeah, that's,
who hired Bobby Petrino
at
Arkansas.
Yeah, no, you're right. That's Kansas. That's not all on Bill Self. And he did go along with it. He's like, yeah, I'll dress up in this shirt and wink at the camera and do all that stuff.
Oh, Kansas is getting sued by the football coach, David Beatty, too. Also another Jeff Long hire. Yeah.
I mean, and there's nothing. I mean, Kansas is crumbling.
There's not very much.
It's crumbling, and just there's no call for any type of Bill Self accountability. No one's saying, like, hey, Bill Self, do you have anything to say for these actions? Do you have anything to say about your program being targeted by the NCAA? No one's calling for him to say anything. They're fine with him being quiet and just sitting there and doing nothing. Maybe, Andy, their viewpoint is, we're going to do like North Carolina and just say, bleep you, NCAA, bring it on. And everyone's okay with that, I guess. Because there was very little about North Carolina, too. When that went down, there wasn't
Here's what I have found. And I think baseball writers fell into this when it came to McGuire, Sosa, and the steroids, okay?
Yes.
And I think they find themselves to be very vital. But I believe the baseball writers are fans of baseball. But by being fans, a lot of them are still old crotchety journalists, and they'll go after somebody, and they will demand a level of journalism to be done. I believe, outside of a few voices, the college basketball media is mostly fanboy. It's mostly fanboy. And I the text line right now, 437-9680, is flooded with how Bill Self takes out the writers for beer and wings. I know that. I mean, I wasn't just explicitly pointing that out, but I know what the... We all know the rumors, and I don't think they're rumors.
Yeah,
and if that is the case, and it continues, the coverage does go down this lane, that's a problem. And it's a problem. It's not a problem that I care about. It's just a problem that I figured I would point out because I do agree with Louisville Twitter on this. And good God, that rarely happens.
No, you're exactly right. College basketball writers, and you know, we can all name them. There are some that are specifically fans of coaches, not fans of college basketball per se, or fans of college amateurism, but they have their favorite coaches, and they get them the kiss on the head and the pass and the pat on the back, and yeah, it's okay. And then there's also a handful of coaches that can do no right. It doesn't matter what they do, what they say, they're going to find something wrong with it.
If this was in the NFL, Bill Self would be getting ripped.
Hell yeah, he would.
If this were college football, like, Bill Self is getting a total pass here.
Yes.
Everything that people wanted to happen to UofL is happening right now to Kansas.
No one's won more than Bill Belichick at the NFL level.
And
he gets smoked all the time. Yeah. All the time. And rightfully so with a lot of the crap he's done. He deserves to get smoked. And no one's won more than Bill Belichick. No one's more respected as a coach in the NFL than Bill Belichick. But you're damn right. The NFL writers have no problem saying, hey, Bill, why don't you not deflate footballs? Why don't you not tape Cincinnati Bengals games from the press box and cheat to use it? Or use it to cheat. So, yeah, absolutely. But for whatever reason, say they have NBA coaches. NBA coaches get fired and smacked around all the time by the media. But for whatever reason, college basketball writers and college basketball coaches, select few, have this weird relationship where they don't go after them the way they do Rick Pitino or John Calipari or Will Wade or some of these other guys.
Mitch, what sound do we have today? We need to take a break. We'll have Jason Anderson join us at about 4 o'clock here on the show. Go ahead, Mitch. What sound do we have? I'm putting you on the spot. Do we have lock sound today? What do we have? Anything?
Yeah, you're totally putting me on the spot. I have to look at the mixtape.
Wait, here, let me read some text. A texter says, I see you taking under-the-table shots at Keith Law. Boy, that's a great text. Just because it's Keith Law.
Wow.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't either.
Texas says, Louisville fans and administration need to stop saying we should get a break because we got rid of everyone. No, you got rid of everyone the second damn time you got caught. I mean, listen, we've been through that conversation. I would agree with parts of that. Texas, Bill Self, and Cal have same number of Final Fours and titles.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, and they're both Hall of Famers.
I mean, I don't. What's that text trying to point out?
Yeah.
They're both in the Hall of Fame. They're both very respected.
Texter, do you think part of it is because there are multiple schools involved, so the media isn't wanting to cover all these schools, where with U of L, the Katina Powell stuff was just a singular case? I know, I think the sensationalism of the Louisville thing got the Katina Powell, but I'm not talking about the Katina Powell. That's why all the ESPN coverage of that did not bother me. Like, her going on The View and being a saint, I agree with Mark Blankenbaker on that. Get the hell out of here. I agree with Mark Blankenbaker.
Yes.
That I probably agree with him more on that than anything, any take that he's ever given. But as it pertains to this, no. As it pertains to this, Sean Miller and your boy Bill Self, those are the two guys that need to be talked about. I mean, the strong-ass offer was talked about 900 times more than Sean Miller.
Yes, and Sean Miller's making deals with DeAndre Ayton.
It's unbelievable. DeAndre Ayton was offered money and got paid by everyone except for Sean Miller.
Yes.
Texas says, when U of L got their notice of allegations and didn't make the front page of ESPN either. Okay, there you go. There you go. I'm sure. Okay. And so, again, do you not think that person just saying that, no way there's any way to go back in a time machine.
Right.
Does that person not understand that Louisville's been the face of all of this?
Yeah. And
you would even agree with that as a Kentucky fan. That's not even woe is me.
No, it's not woe is me. And like I said, I mean,
these same people that won't go after Bill Self will go after John Calipari, Kentucky fans.
You
can act like the coverage is fair, and then if anything happens with John Calipari, you watch how John Calipari's covered, and you look how Bill Self is covered. And you tell me if it's going to be the same.
Like I said, I went through Twitter feeds of a few college basketball writers, and they all had stuff on Louisville. And, like, one of them had something on Kansas. One specifically made a video of himself talking about Louisville and the sanctions and what he thinks is going to happen. Zero about Bill Self. And I looked at it today right before the show started. I was trying, okay, look, how much is this being talked about by the top writers? And it's barely getting anything.
Texas says, I think the reason Kansas is not as much in the headlines as they should be is because there's still a lot of gray area and wiggle room for them instead of being caught absolutely red-handed in the case of Louisville because of Bowen's dad. That might be the case, and I also think college basketball people don't care. I also think college basketball people don't care. I think there's a number of reasons that go into this, including, again, bad luck for U of L. They were at the front end of the NCAA, and right now we're at the back of the NCAA stuff or in the middle towards the end, and now everyone's done with the story. Everyone except for, like, honestly, Thamel, 40, I mean, a little bit of, like, DeCourcy. Those you guys have come on, you know, this show.
Seth Davis wrote something about NCAA and boosters.
Someone from The Athletic, yeah. There might be a little something there. And then where?
I tell you, man. And for that texter's like, yeah, Louisville got caught red-handed. Kansas has 5 level 1 violations.
Texter, all the beers at Hooters during the Peach Jam have paid off. Mitch put it up. Did all the beers at Hooters
the
Peach Jam pay off?
For Bill Self.
And don't even put Bill Self. Just say pay off, yes or no. Is that a short enough poll question for you, or do we need to change it up?
No, okay.
Are you in a, what kind of mood is Mitch in? We haven't really went to Mitch today. He sounds like he's in an all right mood.
No, I'm in an all right mood.
It's just Fridays mean nothing anymore.
Nothing.
Nothing at
They
all.
Mean
nothing.
Absolutely nothing. Like, I'm just going to go home this weekend and just... Yeah, just nothing. Like
What are you going to do? Anything? Do you have any plans?
No, it's going to be cold and rainy all weekend. There's just nothing to do.
Starting Monday, you can go to a restaurant in Indiana.
I might have to bring my butt over there.
No,
does Diener know how to get to Indiana? Yeah, we don't want
any
of you. Mitch is fine, but Diener, Pointer, I get out of here.
Yeah, you want to?
Yeah, you stay over there. I hope they open the pools and keep them closed in Kentucky. Hope Diener. Oh. I hope Diener's body has to go into an Indiana pool. That's what I want. One time. Video evidence. Absolutely. AG, yes. Get it done. You understand?
I tell you what.
Bart Blankenbaker keeps saying, oh, you got to come out to Santa Claus. I'm like, there is no way in hell Diener is driving.
No.
From the east end of Louisville to Santa Claus, Indiana. It's not an hour. Blankenbaker's, it's an hour. It's an hour. I'm like, bro.
An hour and 45 minutes.
I was like, bro, it's like 90 minutes. Get out of here.
Yeah, it's not just an hour.
Because if Diener starts flying down 65 or whatever, those lights are going to get him. Those Indiana State policemen about exit 18, they're going to get his ass.
And he's going to be so mad the entire time he's driving up there.
$250.
He's going to keep saying, where the hell is this place? It's too far. I thought it should be there by now.
Do you know who I am?
No, I'm Drew Diener.
I was number one in the market this past rating books, and men 75K plus. You understand who I am.
Well, do you think if Blankenbaker is the only pool being offered that he would sacrifice to go to? No? Okay.
There's no way.
Okay. No. I do think Jay Cutler won the poll yesterday. Is who's going to go in Mark Blankenbaker's pool first, Jay Cutler or Drew Diener?
As he should have.
I think he was a runaway winner, I believe.
So we'll read a bunch of the text messages that are coming in, 437-9680. A bunch of other things that I want to get to today. The IRP, I talked about that yesterday, this independent committee for the NCAA. We can get to that. Round Daddy is in a tizzy over DeAndre Williams.
Yes.
As John Calipari continues to morph in front of us back to 20 years ago, Calipari. It's confusing.
It is.
We'll take 1 5-star and then Evansville. Okay.
All right.
And the reaction this weekend is going to be great. And then also, this teen who found 135K. Have you heard this story?
No.
We'll get to that next. We'll continue talking about all of this. Plenty to do today. Jack Grossman will explain himself at 5:20, at 5:15 or so as he's filling in for one Patrick Ice. I mean, he's a mic whore. He's going to be all over the mic today on Ennis's show.
Oh, he's going to be barreling in on Mark.
Just giving Christian Lander takes. So we got a bunch of sound as well. Strebel will do some algebra mixtape at 5:30. We're hanging out with you until 6. It's The Take on a Friday on ESPN 680 105.7.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I'm not starting to talk until he asks me. I'm not going to go. What? How do you get excited?
And James Strebel.
What makes you excited?
No.
Sit down
and
tell me.
No. That's not how you act.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
If you're thinking for lunch or dinner, and I'm sure you are, Bear Nose, they got you covered tonight and this weekend. Bear Nose by the Bridge, and also Bear Nose by the Bay is open. We told you that last week.
Yeah.
It's been open. They are ready. They have reopened for curbside and delivery. All Bear Nose locations also are delivering alcohol, and I need to be 100% honest. I need to have that done. Of course, I just had a buddy drop off a bunch of beer.
Helps you move it.
Yeah,
it's like suitcases full of beer.
Suitcases of beer. That's not beer. That's heroin.
Oh!
No, it's beer. Trust me. Police, I'm sorry. I just had that happen to me, actually. So thank you to Bear Nose, now delivering alcohol, carry out and delivery to your home, order in for the family. You can support local businesses. Yeah, it's that good. It is Bear Nose Pizza. And also, support the servers today at Bear Nose. The gift card sale, we've been telling you about that. Buy a Bear Nose gift card of $25 or more, and we will donate 25% of the sales to all of the servers. It is Bear Nose by the Bridge, and now Bear Nose by the Bay is open and ready for you. So Bear Nose, yeah, it's that good. Always appreciate them here on the show on ESPN 680-1057. Did you have something to say, Strebel? You were looking at me.
Oh, no.
You kind of made a breath.
We have a Bear Nose in New Albany. That's right next to you. 5 minutes from my house. We frequent that Bear Nose and love it, absolutely love it. I didn't know they were delivering alcohol, but that's going to be an option for the Strebel household.
There you go.
Yes,
you know what's funny? That Bear Nose, I was there, and I will not name these people, but there was a round in the bar, you know, the bar, the restaurant area,
the bar area, right behind it. Yeah.
In the bar area, me and my wife were there, and you know, we were eating, drinking, everything. They had a great deal. I can't remember what the beer deal was, but it was something that I loved.
Yeah.
And we were sitting there, and I could recognize a few of the guys that were there, and there was a round table of mustiness. Of Romeo Langford basketball discussion being.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. And you best believe Nicky's like, what are you doing?
And you're like, listen.
I'm like, this is musty. This is content.
Yeah, this is great
dude,
stuff.
I know I text Big Easy. I'm like, get down here. I'll buy you a pitcher. Get to Bear Nose in New Albany. Let's go, big boy. There is Romeo Langford. There is Archie Miller. There are Tom Crean. There are New Albany basketball. Jim Shannon takes flying around.
Oh, boy.
Get down here, Big Easy.
He'd hold court.
Save that for the mix.
He'd walk in and just everyone, Big Easy's
is that
here.
Him? Is that Zach McCright? Is that the executive to the executive of the vice president at McCright Milling?
That Bear Nose, about 10 p.m. on Friday nights before quarantine, it would get lit. They'd have some live music going on in there. You'd have the
get some dad jeans dancing.
Dad jeans dancing.
Oh, I know what's up.
Cougars prowling. That's a nice spot. Love that Bear Nose.
Mitch, you think you could date an older woman?
We've had this discussion before.
Have we?
Yes.
Yeah, I think he said, even with kids,
well, people
he would give
listen
it a try.
For 8 to 10 minutes at a time. I'm sure if we did that, the audience doesn't remember, given that me and Strebel don't remember. I have no recollection of this. Go ahead. Answer.
I mean, the answer is yes. I can pull up the sound of me saying yes, that I would.
Okay.
That's good.
It just depends on the situation, you know, but I mean, yeah.
What's the threshold? Like, what's the maximum age that you're like?
I don't think it's. I don't think there's an age. I think there is a. Is there a child in the picture? Mm. If I'm reading Mitch, although I don't know.
I think Mitch would embrace that role.
How many new Facebook friends did your sister get yesterday?
Oh, I have no idea. I didn't ask her.
You should text her.
Ask her.
did any big fat face with a U of L L's up or a drive for nine hashtag?
Or three goggles.
Yeah, did anyone with, ask her if anyone throwing an L's up or a three goggles Facebook messaged her yesterday? Yeah. I would like to find out by 6 o'clock if that's the case. Can you play some lock sound for us?
Please.
Do you have anything lock? I don't know if he even had any gems today.
Yeah,
I can't remember.
A couple.
Okay, yeah. I mean, he was feeling it today.
Was
and
he?
Then, well, he crushed the guy, the Barden Simmons guy, who put together the top 25 coaches in the country.
I saw that.
Satterfield 17 and Stoops is 15. And it's like, we can talk about it, but it's like, oh.
Who cares? I mean.
Oh, you care.
I don't.
If it were flipped and Satterfield was 15 and Stoops were 17. Yeah. You would come in here.
You
blasting.
Got me. Okay, you I mean, got me. Yeah. All right. Fair enough. I guess when I saw that Stoops was at least ahead of Satterfield, like I just was like, okay,
so
and
it
I moved on.
So it does matter to you. So
yeah,
it does matter.
I lied. It
okay.
does matter.
Thank
yeah,
you.
No,
don't
you,
lie.
You got Thank me. You got me. No, I would come in here saying, what the hell has Satterfield done? You're right.
Well, anyway, he put Bronco Mendenhall like not in his top 25, and so Locke was all PO'd that that Stoops was ahead of Bronco Mendenhall, and he called it a stupid list.
Yeah. Oh,
and
he then, has,
Nick, and then
more...
Nick Valvano booked him.
Yeah, he did.
Nick Oblivious, his host is crushing this guy. He booked him.
Stupid. What a dumb list. Oh, that guy's on our show today?
I think he said we're going to throw it in the trash. I think
I can pull off his exact quote here in a second. But he was very upset that Jeremy Pruitt.
That's what it was.
Yeah,
was
ranked. And
you know what?
Bronco Mendenhall wasn't.
I think Bronco Mendenhall, the guy made the point of, listen, Bronco Mendenhall, he's going to win 8-9 games maybe, and that's as much as he can do.
Right.
The upside to Tennessee, I think Bronco Mendenhall is a better coach. Jeremy Pruitt will get better players.
Yeah.
Also has stiffer competition. So I don't know where it evens out. Although if you ask me which one do you want, I would if you ask me which one do you want in a setting where recruiting isn't such a big damn deal and where you are, Virginia to Tennessee is such a big deal,
right.
I would go with Bronco Mendenhall. But location, conference, and ability to recruit goes to Jeremy Pruitt, which makes him for college probably a little bit better. I thought he's a little bit better of a coach than I thought he was.
I thought he was a
total meathead. Now, I might be wrong. This year, next year, he's got to get it going.
We'll see, because he's going to have good classes.
And that's enough with Tennessee football right there.
There's
so what sound do we have, Mitch?
We have Locke taking some swipes at Kentucky and then him trashing that guesses list.
Well, let's go with the Kentucky first. Yeah, let's lead with our best. Let's lead with the gold.
Yeah, you don't
Yes,
lead
we're
the
leading with
rate.
Michael Jordan. Go ahead.
The recruiting hasn't been there as much, and don't come back with number one recruiting class because it's only got two consensus five-star players. It's just not there like it used to be.
He's addicted, man.
He is addicted.
He is addicted.
He wakes up in the morning. That's the first thing that pops in his head.
He is addicted. He needs to go to Calipari rehab. I'm being serious. He needs to go to a rehabilitation facility.
I think you ever have a dream or a nightmare where you like kind of wake up in the middle of the night and you like go, huh, or something like, you know what I'm talking about? His wake up is, Cal! He'll wake up, Carolyn. What's wrong? What's wrong, Locke?
Is he in bed with us?
What's going on?
Is Calipari in bed with us?
Calipari!
Ah, he's in bed.
But yeah, he's got to eat. It's every day.
Why is Beisner here with a video camera?
Is that your camera, Locke, or did Beisner bring that from the studio? Sorry, Locke.
You better not be taping over Wes Callison's weather report.
What? Wes Callison. How dare you?
Man, there's not three people that know what we're talking about. Boy, there's a big cough
into
the mic. You should have seen how red his face was, Mitch. He just honked right into
Wes Callison did it for me.
Wes Callison is a meteorologist on Spectrum.
You better not be taping.
Put that up at ESPN 680. Do you know who Wes Callison is?
Should I tag him?
Go ahead. Texter has Strebel ever heard of the Rustic Frog? Yes, of course he has. He's been there. We've done that.
No, I've not been there. I know where it is. It's on the way to the casino. I see the sign.
You've been there, haven't you? Oh, boy, is this one of those times where you've been there and your wife doesn't know that you've been there?
No, I've not been to their
happened to one of our buddies.
What?
Listen, we went one time. This is years ago. And so we were at, like, you know, at a different time a few weeks later.
Yeah.
We were at I just remember this. We were like a barbecue, like a cookout,
yeah,
whatever it was. And we were talking about going to the Rustic, and my buddy's girlfriend looked at him and said, "You didn't go, did you? Something like that.
Yeah.
You didn't go. And we were like,
he's kind of back away.
He was walking to the ATM repeatedly. He was the exact opposite of going. He wanted to stay there all night.
He's like, I don't want to leave, fellas.
Oh, goodness. You know what? Mitch's nemesis, Cooper, just texted me.
Oh.
And Ethan Moore is now calling out the NCAA. So let's read that. Ethan Moore is – there is a weekly conversation where Ethan Moore loses his mind.
Yes.
On this show. But I don't know if he'll do it, and I don't know what it is.
I love when
Yo, at NCAA, why haven't you looked into Duke's recruitment of Zion Williamson? His dad wanted impermissible benefits from Kansas. You guys figure he was going to Duke for nothing. Hashtag soft. So that coming down from Louisville Sports Live's Ethan Moore here as we break that tweet, break news here on ESPN 680 105.7.
Get him, Ethan. I think he gets really mad about the Adidas Nike stuff. He thinks Adidas is being targeted and everyone's looking the other way on Nike, which may be the case. I don't know. He might be right about that, but that's one of his crusades. He's very angry that Adidas is getting all of the attention and this negativity.
Play the other lock sound if you don't mind. Him in this is it Barton Simmons, I believe, of 24/7 Sports also does some stuff. Is it Barton Simmons or not, Mitch? Is that the guy?
No, that's who it is.
Okay, yeah, but ranking the top 25 coaches in college football is by a guy named Brad Crawford on 24/7 Sports. Maybe. Is there a different? He's got Pruitt 21. Sadie Bangs. Satterfield and Stoops at 15.
I thought it was Barton Simmons. The guy that Locke had on today was Barton Simmons.
Yeah, but wait a minute. But Barton Simmons was talking like it was also his list. But when I click on the story, it says by Brad Crawford.
I don't know about that.
There's confusion.
Texas says Mitch only dates chicks who own their own tackle box.
Good for you, Mitch. If that's one of your standards, that's a good standard to have.
Mitch doesn't own a tackle box.
Yeah, I don't own a tackle box.
I own a tackle box. How do you?
Do you?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Really?
There might be one back home for me, but not. I don't have one here in Louisville.
Well, I'm disappointed in that. How do I have a tackle box and you don't? You're from Murray.
Texter says, in all seriousness, great job by the noodler on the word toxicology. I was worried halfway through it, but then you nailed the landing.
I was worried about it too, by the way.
Texas says, Diener needs friends with a helicopter and ditch the private planes. Random, but
very
okay.
Random, yeah.
Texas says, what happens if Strebel disagrees with Andy? Does he get beaten? That coming down at 4379680.
No, Andy and I disagree all the time. I don't know what that's referring to. By the way.
Texter Billy Reed voice, is it Barton Simmons or not? Listen, this Barton Simmons guy, what happened? It says by Brad Crawford.
Yes. So who is Barton
Simmons? We'll get to Barton Simmons in a second. Let's play the Locke sound. Yeah. He disagreed with this guy's list and then had him on the air. And Locke did not turtle up. He did not turtle up.
Good.
There's just no scenario under which Bronco Mendenhall is not 500 times more accomplished than Jeremy Pruitt. So I did not know that I was going to have the author of the list on my show when I called the list trash.
Yeah,
but
it's kind of a late booking. Sorry.
Yeah, exactly. I posted that, and then Nick goes, "Hey, we got the author of that list." Like, and I thought about saying I don't want to deal with it, but look, I'm sure the guy's got he can handle it. But that's not going to be what the interview's about. Although I'm sure people are going to at tweet him and tell him, "Hey, Locke called your list trash." Hopefully, the guy's got a good attitude. If he comes in and he's the type of person that's like really fired up that his list would be called trash because it's a sports talk radio thing where you're supposed to have opinions, then obviously it'll be a short interview, but I'll wish him the best and go on.
This is Locke's new thing. I'll wish him the best. He's doing that when he battles people over the coronavirus.
Yes.
He was. I think there was a battle on his Facebook page again last night.
Again?
Here, Carolyn. There's nothing better than boomers battling on Facebook.
Another one?
It's at an all-time high.
Man.
Mitch doesn't get to see like any of that world, I don't think.
It's very interesting, Mitch. He'll post like,
it's not interesting. It's terrible.
He'll post an article and not even really say anything about it. And then everyone just starts yelling at Locke, and he'll yell back. No, he doesn't yell back. He's very passive-aggressive.
Oh, no, he'll say, agree to disagree, I wish you well. That's his new sign-off instead of don't drive slowly in the left lane. It's I wish you well. Yes. It's an odd change at this part of his career for Lachlan McClain. Well, do we have any more of that where he agrees with the guy, or what else do we have? We can move on.
I'll have to look. That was the only thing our show folder.
Okay, that's fine. Texas says even Diener has a tackle box.
He does, yes. We've seen pictures of him.
Yeah, but
fishing.
Diener got his for free.
Oh.
Well, I'm just guessing.
Oh, okay.
It's Diener. I'm just guessing.
He figured a way out.
Did you have any hot take on Mark Stoops being 15th on this list?
No, I thought
is
that's
this
fine.
Good, do people want the sports radio where we talk about the list?
I tell you what, I was listening to you guys on the way home yesterday when you were talking with Bozich. I thought he had the hottest take of the week with the Ladybirds.
Oh, that he was like, I don't need the Ladybirds dancing. I just didn't want to watch basketball.
I was stunned. He was like, no one comes to see the Ladybirds. And I was like, yeah, they do. I mean, that's part of the package. I mean, you get the Ladybirds when you know going into that arena. at halftime,
you're not wrong.
You're going to get a show.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome. I was very disappointed in Rick Buzich.
Texter, I'm not reading that one. Nope. We almost fell down a hole there. We're not doing that. Saban 1, Dabo 2, Ed Orgeron 3, Kirby Smart 4, Lincoln Riley 5, James Franklin 6, Ryan Day 7, Dan Mullen 8, Jimbo Fisher 9, no way. Brian Kelly 10, no way.
No.
Paul Christie 11, Mario Cristobal 12, Gus Malzahn 13, Mike Gundy 14, Mark Stoops 15, P.J. Fleck rowing the boat at 16, and let's see here. I think Satterfield was 17.
He's
wasn't
17,
he?
Yeah.
Satterfield 17, Jim Harbaugh 18. That's what's funny.
Yes, bingo. That hire was so celebrated and sang to the heavens. Jim Harbaugh is going to come to Michigan. He hadn't done a damn thing, but he's still looked upon as one of the best. I mean, you watch the college football shows and college football countdown and all these other shows, and they always talked about. He's like, yeah, Jim Harbaugh. Yeah. Great coach.
Same texter. I actually gave Diener the tackle box. That's how I knew. And yes, it was free. I had no idea, but I did.
He nailed it.
Yeah. I have no take on Satterfield being 17 other than for the level of coach that he has been. App State, 1 year U of L. I find it hard to find another coach that the national media, who again could be fanboys, not trying to sound like Dan Dockich here, but the national media pretty much as a consensus likes.
Yes.
And thinks that he's been really good and he's going to be even better and that it's a home run hire. Like, there hasn't been anybody that has pivoted against Scott Satterfield.
Nope.
Right?
Outside of Kentucky fans,
no. No, I mean, the only negativity that he had was initially when he got hired, and then Louisville fans bought in 12 to 24 hours, and that's it.
Yeah.
He caught a small amount of gruff for not having a spring game, but that was a tiny, tiny, minuscule amount. I still think it was wrong. I think it was totally wrong.
Sure.
Whatever. But, I mean, he is seen as a better coach than guys that have played at big-time bowl games right now. David Shaw, Jim Harbaugh, you know, Kirk Ferentz. And you can laugh at some of these guys. I mean, Kyle Whittingham at Utah, Gary Patterson at TCU. I'm just throwing that up there that, like, right when you get outside, the guys who, like, I would say Gus Malzahn being 13 and then people like Mike Gundy because he can go 8-4, 9-3, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I would take Mark Stoops and Steve Satterfield over Mike Gundy. That's just me.
But
Mike Gundy's always right there. But Stoops being 15 means that he and Gundy are, like, right there on the outside of being damn near elite. This guy thinks 24/7 sports at PJ Flex the next big thing, as do many.
Yes.
Jim Harbaugh drops, and guys like Scott Satterfield are seen as better coaches by some than guys who have been to, like, the Rose Bowl.
Yeah, there's not been a hire of a smaller program coach as universally loved as Scott Satterfield was. I mean,
think about it.
Yeah.
Just think about it for a second. Right. Even like Al Golden came from Temple. But that wasn't he wasn't beloved when he went to Miami. There was some of that. There's not one detractor of Satterfield. Texas says, where's Brom? He ain't on the list.
That was my question.
He is not on the list. If this was last year, he would have been on the list. But his last year wasn't. I mean, no one cares. You know what?
No,
we're not
cares.
Talking about the list. We're
no,
done. We're done with the list.
No.
This is bad radio. What we just did there. I apologize. No. We're done. We're not doing the list. We're done with that. Jason Anderson will join us. We'll talk about Bill Self, and hopefully the NCAA doesn't pull the plug or pull the rug out from underneath that Kansas program. We'll do that next on The Take on a Friday.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded. Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future You goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.